Here is a special progress report from the files of the Office of the Chief of Research and Development, Department of the Army. The Courier, designed as the forerunner of a series of outer space communication satellites, was developed under the technical direction of the Army Signal Corps. Its electronic equipment is designed to use frequencies in the ultra-high range never before used for satellite communication. This frequency band has the advantage of being free from man-made signals and natural disturbances such as magnetic storms, which can blanket the lower frequencies. Power for the satellite equipment is furnished by miniature batteries charged by thousands of solar cells, which convert solar energy into electricity when the satellite is in sunlight. The Army Courier was launched in October 1960 at Cape Canaveral, Florida. During its operational period, the Courier satellite relayed millions of words by teletypewriter, voice signals, and for the first time, actively relayed photo facsimile through outer space. Commands to and communications from the satellite were coded to avoid unauthorized use of its capabilities during this experimental phase. Courier is known principally as a delayed repeater, meaning it stores information until commanded to transmit, rather than relaying it directly. In addition, during some 89 orbits, when the satellite was in view of two ground stations, messages were transmitted instantaneously from one station to the other, proving the feasibility of this direct relay mode of communications. This 28-foot antenna automatically locks on and tracks the satellite when it comes within range. When in full operation, Courier is capable of receiving and sending approximately 72,000 words a minute. The information received is stored on tape recorders in the satellite and later transmitted to the next station. In the Courier test, communications were established with two ground stations, one in Puerto Rico and the other at Fort Monmouth. Several couriers could greatly relieve the currently crowded radio spectrum and avoid the inherent limitations of transoceanic cables. Moreover, Courier would not interfere with present television and radio transmissions, which are on much lower frequencies. The results of this program, coupled with those of the Army's more advanced communication satellite, Advent, may ultimately revolutionize worldwide communications.